节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
So today we've got a kind of somber mood here.
是的，看到今天的话题啊，我第一次有这种我希望我不用去聊它的感觉。也不是说我不想聊它，就是希望这个事情从来没有发生过。
Yeah, I totally understand the feeling. Because today, Nara and I are both here to mourn. We are mourning the loss of a hardworking student, a promising young man, and a loved son, 郑少雄。
Yeah, the 24-year-old was killed during a robbery on the 9th of November in Hyde Park. 那11月9日刚毕业的24岁中国留学生郑少雄在芝加哥大学校园外遭遇了持枪抢劫，中弹后伤重不治，离开了这个他深爱的世界和深爱他的母亲。
So in today's episode, let's mourn for the victim together with his mother and share this heartbreaking moment together.
先来简要回顾一下不幸发生的经过啊。On November 9, 郑少雄 was on a sidewalk at around 1:54 p.m. when a man took out a gun, demanded property, and shot him in the chest before he was taken to the U Chicago Hospital where he was pronounced dead.
Yeah, he was then honored with a public memorial at Rockefeller Memorial Chapel.
11月19日上午，中国留学生郑少雄的追思会在芝加哥大学校内洛克菲勒纪念堂举行。
Loved ones and fellow University of Chicago scholars memorized 郑少雄 on campus, celebrating his innovative, giving spirit while mourning his violent death last week.
追思会上呢，当然少不了一个人啊，就是郑少雄的母亲李荣，她在追思会上也发言了。
Yeah.She was one of the last to take the podium. She wore a black coat and a scarf as she spoke in Mandarin. Some bowed their heads as tears began to fall. She was steady with her words.
其实当我看到她讲话的视频的时候呢，最触动我的就是她的这份克制，这份镇定。一个母亲啊，痛失独子，该是什么样的锥心之痛？但是呢，当她站在儿子的学府，面对着孩子的老师同学，她有她必须要说出来的话。那我们形容他的这份沉着镇定就可以用 steady 这个形容词。
Right, for me, the most heartbreaking moment was when the mother said, I went abroad for the first time in my life, not to attend your graduation ceremony, let alone your wedding celebration, but to attend your funeral.
这是多么惨痛的人间悲剧啊。我相信每个看过视频的人呢，都会对这句话印象深刻啊。儿子求学离开家欢乐的样子妈妈还历历在目。
He said he wanted to take her to see the world. He wanted her to witness her dreams. He wanted them to look forward to the future together.
而且 CC 你知道吗，就在惨遭枪伤的前两天呢，他还给妈妈寄去了一瓶香水作为他的生日礼物。
没错，香水呢是 Miller Harris 的夏之谜语，是夏日早晨披着薄雾挂着露珠的花园里盛开的栀子花，也是他心目中的妈妈。
所以这一次妈妈远渡重洋呢，特意用了这个香水，就是希望儿子闻到这个味道就知道妈妈来接他回家了。
They say that someone who shines everywhere is an angel, but no matter how hard this mother pleads, God won't give her angel back.
对，好在这位母亲知道，我们都知道， countless mothers and families are standing by her. We all share the same grief and angerand call for severe punishment for the murderer.
没错，千千万万的人都在陪伴着他，支持他。那这里呢，就用到了 stand by 这个动词短语，它后面接人和不接人的时候是两个意思啊，而且意思甚至是有点矛盾的。
对，首先呢，它可以单独的使用。For example, when bad things happen, you can't just stand by and let it happen.就是你想到某件事情发生的时候，你站在一旁什么事情也不做，其实就相当于是袖手旁观的意思。
Right, but when you say stand by somebody,
站在某人的身边，它就变成了继续支持某人的意思。所以呢，后面加不加宾语，它的意思差别还是挺大的。
Yeah, Hundreds of University of Chicago students on Tuesday protested the recent shooting death of recent graduate郑少雄、
mm-hmm. And they also demanded more safety measures be put in place for university attendees.
是的，必须要把这个安全的措施落实到位。那落地实施，我们就可以用到 put something in place 这个表达，是指的某件事情到位了。
Protesters carried signs that read, "We are here to learn, not to die, and stop gun violence," as Fox 32 Chicago first reported. 好在呢，凶手已经被绳之以法了。
Yeah, Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown announced on the 12th November that Alton Spann, 18-year-old, has been charged with first-degree murder, armed robbery, and two accounts of unlawful use of a weapon in Jen's death.
这个凶手才18岁啊，但是已经犯下了一级谋杀、持武器抢劫和非法使用武器这么多的罪名了。那非法的、违法的，我们一般会用 illegal。那除此之外呢，我们当然也可以用刚刚说的这个 unlawful。
对， law 它本意就是法律嘛，那它的这个形容词形式就是 lawful， 合法的，加上否定的一个前缀呢 unlawful， 就可以是表示不合法的、违法的。
Yeah, after allegedly committing armed robbery and murder, police said Spann pawned his victim's stolen electronics for just $100.
一条鲜活的生命呢就这样陨灭了，就为了这100美元，真的太让人痛心了。
Actually, John was the third University of Chicago student killed in less than a year.
是的，其实今年以来呢，已经有至少三名之大的学生遭到了枪杀，其中两名呢是中国的留学生。In January, Chinese national Fan Yiran, a 30-year-old PhD student, was shot and killed when Jason Nightingale went on a killing spree from Chicago's south side to Evanston in the outer urban area of the city.
所以这个凶手啊，他当时就是在疯狂无差别的肆意射击啊。那他的这种暴行呢，我们可以用一个短语表示，就是刚刚说的这个 killing spree。
对， spree 这个词它本身就可以表示放纵，也就是说一段时间或者是长时间的无节制的行为。具体来分呢，有两种情况。第一种呢，就是过分的玩乐作乐，比如说 drinking spree 就是纵酒狂欢。第二种呢，就是指一阵或者是一通的这种犯罪活动。那我们刚刚讲到的是 killing spree， 就属于是这种情况，表示疯狂的杀戮或者说大开杀戒。
没错，另外一个受害的学生叫做 Max Lewis. In July, Max Lewis was fatally struck by a stray bullet while riding on the Chicago Transit Authority Green Line near 51st Street.
他就是在搭乘地铁返回校园的途中呢，被从车窗窜入的榴弹击中了颈部，不治身亡了。榴弹呢，我们用到的就是 stray bullet 这个表达。Stray 在这里是做形容词，它表示的是零星的、孤立的，还有走散的。
So that is just about all the time we have left today, but I do want to say, to offer our condolence to the victims and the families in the shootings, that our hearts are going out to you.
Yeah, and our hearts have been heavy, and rest in peace for the ones who have passed.
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。